The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele in studio. And we're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. He was a member of the 2009 Super Bowl champions, New Orleans Saints, and the 2007 national champs of the LSU Tigers. You hear him as part of the LSU radio network. Marlon Favorite. Fave, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, hello, somebody. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Great to have you on, Fave. Before we start talking LSU, Alabama, I want to get your take on the Saints, because I know you keep a close eye on that also. Fave, I think, you know, this was sort of building up after a while, but, you know, and talking to people that have called, and, man, everywhere you go, they ask about it, and they had to make the change at head coach. It was the tipping point Sunday to lose to the Panthers, but when you get down to the bottom line here with it, this is a personnel problem, Fave. You don't have enough good players at this stage. And some of your top players, man, they pushing the age limit. They played their best football. So give me your take on that situation, because you've been in locker rooms when, man, you say, this ain't working no more. And you know when you got a talented team around you.
You do it, and I can watch, and you see it in the press conferences. You just see it in the emotions on the players' faces that coach was losing the team. He started to lose faith in the team. I think a golden moment, like a moment that really showed this happening, was when Jameis went on and said, okay, forget what he's talking about. I'm going to hand Jamal Williams the ball off, and we're going to score a touchdown. I think in that moment there, I started to see why he lost most of the locker room. And then, you know, we start this season off pretty good. Two big-time wins against Carolina and the Cowboys. And then the roll-off seven straight after that is, you know, we hadn't seen anything around here like that since 1999. That's years ago, right? I can remember when Cash Money Records was taking over for the 99 in 2000. Hello, somebody.
I know that would jog your 99 memory.
Right. Shout out to Juvenile. You know, he probably like, man, it's been like that since I dropped 400 degrees. But that was just too much. And you look at a guy like Mickey Loomis, he got to start looking at himself in the mirror like, you know, am I making the right decision? I mean, this is the same guy that was, you know, smacking his teeth saying other guys that started off this, you know, so now he had to backtrack that because he was defending Dennis for a while. But, you know, I think ultimately we made the right choice.
Fave, LSU, Alabama, and you can see it sort of building up a little bit. But this is really a playoff elimination game. The loser here, he ain't going nowhere. I mean, he would go to a bowl game, but he ain't in the top 12. I look at it this way. Both quarterbacks are really good. Both teams can't run the football. Now, Alabama can run it if Milrow can run it, but they're not a real physical team up front either to run the football. And LSU, I got no idea what's happening up front. They can pass protect, but they can't run the ball. Every once in a while, Durham gets off a big run, but he's doing that off speed himself. And I wish they'd run a little bit more wider plays for him to see if he can hit stride and get up the field. And defensively, Faith, I've never seen Alabama this bad in the secondary. Man, they got holes. Now, I know they had a first-round pick guy go to Detroit, and then Kool-Aid's with the Saints. He was a second-round pick, and they had a transfer who was a terrific freshman. He goes to Ohio State, but their secondary is not real good. And you look at LSU, man, they got torched against A&M. It looked like they had never seen the read option before. This team, both teams have flaws across the board. My thing is, it's going to come down to one thing. Which quarterback makes the big mistake in the fourth quarter? Not the big play, the big mistake.
Mike, you nailed it. It's really going to go down to who's going to be able to play mistake-free football. As they say, we can say this a number of ways. I've taken it back to when I used to sit in those meetings after a game, and we would have to look at plays where I had a mental error or a misassignment or a missed tackle. When you look at that quarterback position, Nussmeier is having a great year. He's in the mid-pack of the Heisman conversation based on the numbers he's putting up in the production and the passing. But now it's going to be about eliminating the mistakes. That's one thing I can say at LSU. We got spoiled with our last two Heisman quarterbacks. They didn't make a lot of mistakes with the ball. So I think, you know, having 2 weeks going into this Alabama game, Nussmeier had an opportunity to say, you know what, I watched the film, I saw where we made some mistakes, we watched enough of Alabama, we see when they roll a certain coverages, I could kind of see on film when they blitz, and you know, those things hopefully throughout a week or two of preparation to kind of help eliminate those mistakes. If Tiger Stadium, Mike, let's check this out, Tiger Stadium, a big weekend, a night game, college day, game day. Hello, somebody. They're going to be in old Baton Rouge. You know what I'm talking about? Calling Baton Rouge, you know? And it's one of those opportunities for Nussmeier to put his name up in the Heisman conversation. Hopefully we have the birth of some superstars on defense, because where Alabama lacks at cornerback and safety, I think we have a slight edge with Ashton Stamps, with Zay Alexander. I mean, these guys grading out exceptionally well on the back end. So it's going to really boil down to your point. Who can make the least amount of mistakes on this stage?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For 3.5 games, I was so impressed with the two edge rushers, Savion Jones and then Braden Swenson. Now, that second half against A&M, there was nothing impressive about any player on defense. But your thoughts, you played the defensive line position. Fave, you could have given me five names and said one of these guys are going to lead the team in sacks and be one of the leaders in the SEC. And there's no way I'm picking Swenson. He showed me nothing that he could be that type guy this year. And look what he's turned out to be. And Savion, you know, I saw him at St. James, which isn't that far from my home. And, you know, he was maybe 225 when he came into LSU. And then I thought he got too heavy last year and they had kicked him inside. That wasn't his position. I think he's much better out on the edge. A&M kind of caught them with their pants down, and, man, the two ends really gave up some big plays. But for 3.5 games, those two ends, man, it was like watching when you guys played, to have that type pressure being put on quarterbacks on a consistent basis.
Yeah, listen, those two names you mentioned, Savion Jones and Swenson, it's been night and day with those guys since last year. But it is curtains when you have an opportunity to rush well, be effective. It doesn't always mean you have to get a sack on a quarterback. It's getting your hands in his face, getting the pressure, making him throw a ball a bit sooner than he wants to. You know, I think if we could go out there and do that early and often, to your point, that rush is going to get after it. And it may be the determining factor for us in this game.
Fave, man, I've been asked this a bunch of times, so I'll throw it to you. I don't know if maybe the guys coming into the college ranks, their physicality and as a run blocker, they get much more time now than ever before working on pass protection sets. I mean, we had the camps. We see them. They know how to pass protect pretty well. Run blocking, I watch Alabama. I watch LSU. They're not good there. They don't move anybody off the ball. So kind of break it down. Why hasn't that worked? LSU returned 4 or 5 starters from a year ago. Now, Garrett's down for this game, but still, you haven't been able to really move anybody off the point of attack, is basically that. And you know what? To watch Alabama, you know who's the big play? It's Milrow.
Yes. It's Milrow catching defensive ends off guard and making the big runs. Yeah, to your point, you're absolutely right. And to answer your question about this offensive line that LSU has, and I mean, coming into the season, this was the best group, the number one offensive line in the country by a lot of beat writers and a lot of national folks who covered the game. But one thing I want people to be mindful of this offensive line, the last 2 years, Jaden Daniels spoiled these guys.
You're right.
We didn't have to run block last year. We didn't really have a consistent running game, but with Jaden. Jaden was our lead rusher. So when you have a man with wheels like that, what does LSU do exceptionally well every week? Pass block. That's their strength, because that's all they had to do exceptionally well the last few years. Now Jaden is gone. Nussmeier is more of a pro-style quarterback. He's going to sit in the pocket, but we're going to hand the ball off. We're going to have to move some guys off the ball. Those guys hadn't been doing that the last 2 years. So the blocking scheme changed up when we lost our quarterback. And, I mean, that this is something that this big dog group had to get accustomed to. And fortunately for us, they started to catch on as the year progressed.
Fave, last question for you would be about Chris Hilton. It's been disappointing for him. Manning Camp, Garrett Nussmeier talked to me about him. He's like, Mr. Mike, I'm telling you, he's ready for a breakout year, and he's got the injury, and then it kind of resurfaced again. But what could he mean to this football team? Because they really haven't pushed the envelope deep. You know, they throw the short intermediate passes a lot, but not per se the deep pass. To catch a team off and kind of back you off coverage a little bit. A healthy Chris Hilton, what does he mean to LSU?
Oh, we saw flashes of it last week. He's someone, he complements this receiving corps so good because he has top-end playing experience. I mean, he was on this squad with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, so he knows what it means to be an elite receiver. And to that speed, he can blow the top off an offense off of a secondary, and that opens up and creates lanes for West Bank's very own Aaron Anderson, or creates those one-on-one matchups that we want to see Tyron Lacy have. So he's very valuable to this team. You know who could be him, but the opportunities he got, even touchdowns, it was either bad balls or he dropped it. And I'm going to say Sheldon Sampson. He's someone I thought has that, like, almost like Mekhi Dupree frame, but could catch the ball at the high point. So I thought he would be a bigger contributor. But to your point, Chris Hilton gives us those for sure hands, the speed, and he has the size.
Fave, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Man, always enjoy having you on. Great insights. I appreciate your time. But I got to tell you something Herb Tyler told me to tell you. You see, because we do that 2.5 hours right before we throw it to the LSU radio network. So Herb told me to tell you, man, we serve this to you on a silver platter. It's easy to do.
Y'all sure do, baby. Y'all serve it to us nice. Shout out to my boy, Herb. Herb came to my show. I performed at the Chicken Fest a few years ago. He was out there like, hello, somebody. So that's my boy, Go Tigers.
Thank you, Fave. I appreciate it, buddy.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Thank you,
have a good one.
All righty. Marlon Favorite, part of that 2009 Super Bowl winning team with the Saints and the 07 LSU National Championships.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.